Capital Market Insights from ICMA.
Hello, I am Rory Ewing, Senior Director, Primary Markets, and I'm going to talk about four topic areas that ICMA has been working on. First, the EU Listing Act, relating to the EU prospectus, market abuse and listing regimes. Second, the UK Retail Disclosure Framework, replacing the EU PRIIPs regime for consumer composite investments. Third, the UK FCA anti-greenwashing rule. And fourth, the EU CSDR's cash penalties regime. Beginning with the EU Listing Act, the EU co-legislators reached compromise agreements in trilogue negotiations on 9 February. Regarding the Listing Directive repeal, the Listing Act Directive compromise confirms it has been without prejudice to national listing-only regimes. Regarding the Market Abuse Regulations pre-sounding regime, the Listing Act Regulation compromise explicitly confirms the regime's investor-facing procedures to be a merely optional safe harbour, in contrast to other mandatory requirements. Regarding the prospectus regulation, one of the main practical changes arising from the level one is that issuers will be able to incorporate future financials by reference into a base prospectus. Industry focus is now moving towards the next stage of subsidiary level two work, and notably interaction with the European Green Bond Regulation, or EUGB Reg. The EUGB Reg does not require the Green Bond fact sheet or the voluntary pre-issuance disclosures under the EUGB Light option to be incorporated into a prospectus. However, the Listing Act regulation requires prospectus incorporation of relevant material from the Green Bond fact sheet and EUGB Light voluntary disclosures. ICMA will be considering what this may involve. ICMA is also likely to focus on various other level two aspects around comprehensibility and format, and when a base prospectus supplement is considered to introduce a new type of security. Turning to the second topic of the UK Retail Disclosure Framework replacing the EU PRIIPs regime for consumer composite investments, ICMA submitted on 10 January technical feedback to the UK government on a near final statutory instrument. ICMA's technical feedback notably remarked, from a mainstream bond market perspective, that manufacturing instruments should not be defined as extending beyond issuing them, that mainstream bonds should be excluded from scope given the focus on composite investments, for example, by tracking the UK consumer duty exclusions, that the definition of made available should account for the absence of retail marketing facilitation, discretionary managers of retail money being professional investors, and the institutional investor exemptions under the UK prospectus and consumer duty regimes. And lastly, that responsibility for retail disclosure should not necessarily reside with the instrument manufacturer. Moving on to the third topic of the UK FCA anti-greenwashing rule, or AGR, ICMA responded on 26 January to an FCA consultation on related guidance. ICMA noted that the AGR's scope is not entirely clear and sought to clarify that it does not cut across existing regulatory positions in the new bond issuance context, despite an avowed intention not to do so. ICMA also recalled that there are different potential types of greenwashing and the importance of regulatory coherence internationally in this respect. ICMA requested confirmation that the AGR does not cut across the existing prospectus regime, proportionality in a non-retail context, the activity of bond underwriting, or alignment with the ICMA principles, as well as certain other aspects. ICMA also requested further stakeholder engagement and a six-month implementation period. Coming now to the fourth and final topic of EU CSDR cash penalties, ICMA responded on 29 February to an ESMA consultation paper, including in terms of primary market aspects. The response reiterated a previous proposal for a one-day grace period for all fails of transactions in a new bond that are due to settle on the issue date of that new bond. The response noted that the need for a solution seems likely to grow to the extent that the currently relatively low penalty rates for bonds may increase, notably on the scale proposed by ESMA. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening. For more ICMA podcasts and further information on capital markets, please visit our website, icmagroup.org.